welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. The time it takes to manifest something is so varied because it has a lot of variables that need to match up for you to manifest something. If you were to Google this, I think there's a lot of different answers. So if we look at time taken, and then I'll talk to you about variables, okay? For really small things like a text message, or a parking space, you know, parking space you can kind of manifest instantly, and we'll come back to why that is in a second. If it's like a text message or something that is small in its form, then what they say is maybe 24 hours to a week to manifest that. If it's something that is a little bigger, like a relationship, it says up to 7 weeks. If it's something monetary, like a big monetary income, then that could take up to a year. And in some cases, it says on the internet up to 10 years for something big like a house, etc. Now, I want to disprove all of that. I don't necessarily think it takes that long. I think it probably would take you that long if you weren't doing the mindset work. And that's really key because you need to be in high vibration, high frequency to be able to manifest something. Now, let's break down what high frequency, high vibration means. It means that you are a match like for what it is you're trying to manifest. You don't have any limiting beliefs about it. You don't believe that it's not going to happen. You are fully ready for it to happen. That is when you are high vibration, high frequency. And what I would say is that feeling is very much like being happy, being excited, a contentness, a knowing. That is what high vibration, high frequency looks like. And I guess little things are quite easy to manifest because you don't have an attachment to it, okay? So like a parking space, if you were to try and manifest a parking space in front of wherever it is, you know, the supermarket or whatever, the closest spot to it, you don't really have an attachment to it. You know, your life doesn't depend on that parking space. So therefore, it's like a fun game. So you are high frequency, high energy when you're trying to manifest it. And the likelihood is you will spot that car parking space, or just as you turn the corner into that row, you'll see somebody coming out and you're like, oh my God, it worked. I would say at that moment, you're probably high frequency, high energy. That is when you should be doing a little bit of work on what it is you actually want to manifest. So even if you have to stay in the car, if it allows, obviously if the kids are in the car, you've got people in the car, this probably won't work. But if you were alone in the car and you manage to manifest a car parking space, what I would say is you are high energy, high vibration. So at that point, start thinking about and getting excited about the thing that is really important to you at that time, because at that point, you don't have any barriers to it. You are feeling good in that moment. So it's a perfect time to manifest. In terms of the length of time, I would say it all depends on these few things, okay? So it depends on your attachment to it. If you have a real strong attachment to something, like you are desperate to be in a relationship. And I say the word desperate because that is a negative word and you feel like that, then you have a real strong attachment to it and it's harder to manifest. I will do a podcast on how to remove the attachment and how to disconnect yourself from the outcome so you can manifest easier at some point. But for now, think about how is your attachment to the thing that you want? Because when you don't really care, like when it's just something where you're like, yeah, do you know what? Like, let's see, you know, if you're thinking about a pair of shoes that you want and then you walk into a shop and you're like, oh my God, that's the exact pair that I was thinking about. Or maybe you are thinking about a new car that you want. So you start
looking for them on the road and you start to see them all over. You don't really have an attachment to that. What you're doing is looking for signs that give you excitement. If you do have something like you really care about, like a new job or relationship or financial abundance, that these are bigger dreams and the law of attraction will take longer because your attachment is so strong and your mindset might be working against you in that example. And also remember, number two is your thoughts create your reality. So when you are trying to manifest something, think about what your thoughts are outside of the manifestation process. How do you feel in the general day-to-day when you're not in that high vibration or even just the thinking about it and hoping that it'll happen? What is your subconscious telling you? Is your subconscious saying that you can't have it? Is your subconscious saying, do you know what, probably won't happen for you, it happens for other people, but it's not going to happen to you? Is your subconscious fearing that it may not happen? Think about what happens outside of you looking at your vision board, you thinking about the outcome you want, because that is one of the most important things. And when you catch yourself in that space, you've got to be able to switch in your brain, a little switch that takes you back to that high energy, excitement place about the outcome that you want. That is not easy, okay? Like, I am saying this like you can literally just switch it. It takes practice because you have obviously had, if you haven't manifested it yet, then it's probably because you've got negative feelings towards it, or you don't believe that it's going to happen, or your mindset is telling you a different story. And that story's probably been being told to you for many years. Therefore, you've got to recorrect a story that you've been trying to tell yourself. And that takes work. That does take mindset work, resetting, reprogramming beliefs. It might not be something that you can do on your own. I have managed to do a lot of that work on my own, but I know when it came to my money mindset that I actually worked with another coach on that, because sometimes you need somebody to help you get out of your own head about the thing that you're trying to manifest. The other thing which you might not be aware of is to start looking for signs, okay? Signs that maybe disprove your negative beliefs, okay? So maybe you are thinking about being in a relationship, but you have negative thoughts about that in terms of past relationship history, past experience. So start looking for evidence that it's not true. Okay, so whether that needs to be, you don't have that evidence, so you start to look at friends and other relationships where you're like, oh God, they've got what I want. But do it in a very loving, thoughtful way when you're thinking about it, not, oh God, they've got it, why can't I have it? I want you to see that as signs from the universe that it is absolutely possible for you to have what you want, because if that person has it, why can't you have it? It is possible. And when you see other people having things, experiences that you want, always look at that from a place of love rather than green envy. Green envy makes you feel bad about yourself. It makes you feel bad about what is going on for you at that moment. Whereas what the universe has shown you is that it's absolutely possible. So you've got to lean into that and smile. Smile for the people that have got it. Smile for the knowing that it's going to happen to you. Okay. Another key thing is just thinking about what slows down your manifestation, okay? Look at times in your day, times in your week where your energy is low, your mood is low, because it may not be the fact that it hasn't happened that is lowering your mood and lowering your energy. It might be the fact that, do you know what, work's a bit rubbish, or you're going through a tough time financially, or do you know what, even just not going to the gym lowers your mood, lowers your energy. So think about problem solving your week a little bit so that you can have a really good, like, bird's eye view of what's going on for you. And when you're low mood, low frequency, that can be huge shifts, really huge shifts, because when you start to correct some of the rubbishy bits of your week, you'll start to feel better. You know, it could just be that, you know what, mornings are a real rush and you hate the fact that it's a bit chaotic. Okay, what could you do? What could you do to make that morning a bit easier? Could you prep something the night before? Could you get up a bit earlier? You know, maybe you get sick of the fact that you're not very good at eating healthy. Okay, well, plan it on a Sunday. Plan your food diary for the week so that you eat healthier. All of these things not only physically would make you feel better, but mentally will make you feel better. And when you are trying to manifest, you've got to be in a good mental state. Your mindset has to be working for you, not against you. So if you can feel yourself low mood, low energy, start to look at problem solving, what that means for you. Lastly, I want you to look at not just problem solving, maybe, you know, the parts of your week that are a bit tricky. I want you to think about what you can add into your week to make it amazing. Do you know what? Maybe you're working from home at the minute. Maybe you're not seeing anyone. Okay, what can you do to add some sparkle into your week so you can change your current reality now? So again, you start to increase your vibrations, increase your frequencies. What can you do that's going to give you a burst of energy? Like, you know, has work become a bit mundane? What could you do? Could you take on a new project? Could you do something different? Could you think about a new way of doing something? Could you plan a little coffee date on Saturday morning? Could you plan a night out on Saturday night? Whatever it is, so that you have something to look forward to in your week. So you are actively changing your current reality. And ask the universe for signs as well. This is a really, really lovely thing to do. While you are waiting for whatever it is to manifest, start thinking about what signs you would like to see to prove that it's on its way. If you don't know what those signs look like, just ask the universe to send you some little signs. And B, that is something actually you could come from a really unattached place about, because you're not asking for the huge big pot of gold at the end of that manifestation. What you're asking for is just some little markers in the sand to go like, show me some examples that it's coming my way. So in a nutshell, in terms of how long it takes to manifest something, it depends on a lot of variables. It depends on whether your mindset is in a positive place. It depends on whether you believe that it's going to happen for you. It depends on whether you've done the mindset work to remove any limiting beliefs you have attached to the outcome. It also depends on divine timing. Divine timing is something that we really have no control over. It's not something we can force either. So divine timing is basically just everything happens at the right time. We've got to be patient, and above all, we have to trust the universe that it is doing exactly what we ask it to do. Because, you know, if you're trying to manifest a relationship, you don't know that you're not going to get a promotion around the corner. That is going to mean you need to kind of fully concentrate on work for the next 6 months. So actually, you might not be ready for a relationship. So you don't know what's kind of coming in your path, but the universe has an insight into it. I mean, I truly believe that. So remember, everything happens at the divine time. If it's not happening right now, sit in a contented, knowing place that it is coming for you. Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Dawn. If this episode has helped you, then please do share with us. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app to allow this podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. If you want to know how you can work with me directly, then visit the show notes where you can find a link for my website, or alternatively, go to judontcoaching.co.uk.